His mother had taken him to R-rated movies a couple of times, usually on their city day, when they take the bus into New York, just the two of them. But she outright refused to let him see Saturday Night Fever. Gratuitous, she pronounced its violence and sexual content, though she hadn't seen it herself. Robin suspected her objection arose from her dislike of John Travolta, whom Robin had become fascinated with ever since Grease. No, it went back even further, to Welcome Back, Kotter, a show everyone Robin's age had watched devoutly when it first premiered, but which Dorothy blamed for inflicting base expressions into her children's conversation. Up your nose with a rubber hose! Get off my case, toilet face! Saturday Night Fever elicited from Dorothy more than one harangue about disco and polyester and John Travolta, all of which Robin couldn't get enough of. Robin reads that night in the living section of the Bergen Record that the studio has announced Saturday Night Fever will be reissued as a PG. Robin is all resentment. A PG version? They're going to cut out all the good parts. He checks the movie timetable. The R-rated version is still playing at the old Tappan Drive-In. Someone has to take him to see this version before it's pulled. Someone 17 or older. The plan comes to him the next day, when the roar of an engine from the Spicer's yard catches his attention. Todd's Camaro is fixed. Todd could take him to see Saturday Night Fever, and in exchange, Robin can mow the Spicer's lawn for Todd. He brings the plan to Victoria, prepared to have to talk her into it, knowing how much she hates spending any time with her brother, but it takes no effort at all. She wants to see the R-rated version as much as he does. Todd's reaction: no fucking way I'm taking you to some sucky disco movie. Robin: we'll pay for our own tickets. Victoria: you don't even have to watch it. You can bring a date and make out in the back seat. That part hadn't been Robin's idea, but it seemed to tip the scales for Todd. The Camaro rushes from the end of Mill Pond Road, slicing open the afternoon quiet. Robin raises his face from the green of the lawn to meet the speed in the air. Sunlight on the glass and chrome, a blur of black metallic paint. The skid of rubber as Todd torpedoes into the driveway. Victoria protests the display. The noise, the skid marks, the plume of gray exhaust. Todd struts out, lording over everything he sees. Robin is mesmerized. This sweetens the deal. Todd eyeing the lawn, nodding approval at his work, shaking his hand. Okay, buddy. Looks like I'm taking you to the disco movie. Buddy. Robin wishing that it would be just the two of them. No Victoria. No date for Todd. Robin and Todd, he whispers to himself. Buddies.